Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, are you up for a little musical pop quiz?
Sure, Patrick. I'm pretty good at trivia.
Okay, here's your question. What do Jason Goble, Enrique Cruz, and Mackenzie Crenshaw have in common?
That's simple. YOLA. All right, here's the thing I want to say. We're getting toward the end of the week here, and I'm really starting to think, Patrick, that maybe we should always record at a brewery.
Yeah, it could be. Could be a good move. Yeah.
This is pretty great. So we're at Settle Down Easy Brewery in Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah, lovely place.
We're just hanging out, having some beers that they brew right here on site. We can see the tanks right over there. Really great stuff. And we're going to have the opening night of Suburbs Fest, October 1st. We'll be here at Settle Down Easy Brewery. You don't want to miss it. We'll have a big meetup. Come hang with us, and there'll be an open mic.
And there's tacos.
Oh, yeah, they have tacos here.
Great Mexican spot, LTO, that you can order from right here at the brewery, and they'll bring it right over because they're just over there. So
everybody loves tacos, right?
You can't go wrong. Tacos, something with warm cheese. Yeah. That's all I want. Yeah, that'll make me happy.
Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
And I'm Bill Mulligan.
Thanks, friends, for hanging out with us. And we're doing July New Music Listener Picks. Today's episode, we have three calls, and there's a reason why we have three today. You're going to hear some overlap.
Okay.
All right? Cool. Here's caller number one.
What's up, Jim and Patrick? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here with my music choices for July. I got to be honest, it was very hard to just choose two albums to talk about because as a classic soul fan, as a retro soul fan, I was fed quite well in July. There were so many good albums released. Leon Bridges, Oregon, also singles too. So Silk Sonic released a new single, Curtis Harding released a new single, and they were all so good and all fully embracing this Philly soul sound of the 70s. I don't know what happened during the pandemic that made all these R&B artists decide that this is now what we're doing, but again, not mad at it because it's working well. But there are two albums that to me that actually were released today on the 30th that really stood out. The first one's YOLA, Stand For Myself, which I was surprised about only because I know YOLA is a country artist, as I think most people do. You know, she made a name for herself as a black woman in country. And this is a pretty sharp turn into the retro soul thing, which works really well for her because her voice is great. I think it also speaks to her musicianship and her ability to kind of move between genres. She just sounds so good on this. There's really good horn lines on it. Just a really solid album, I think. Dancing Away in Tears is great. Now You're Here is also really good. You do get some influences from Southern soul music, which is cool, and I think it stood out among a lot of the other releases as well. But my favorite has to be Duran Jones and the Indications' Private Space. I have been hyping this album up since it was announced a few months ago. I love Duran Jones and the Indications. I think they're awesome. I think their music is solid, and you can definitely see growth between the albums. And this was like full-on Gamble and Huff, like rejecting kind of the lowrider oldie stuff that they were doing that spoke, I think, to the mid-60s. This is like, we're going to a disco. And it was super fun. I think so many of the songs are better than some of the singles that they've released from it. There's three out so far, but my favorite songs are actually More Than Ever, which Duran just sounds great on. I think it might be his best lead vocal out of any of their albums thus far. And then I think the standout track, though, is Reach Out. Has mad OJ's vibes, mad Spinner's vibes, just like a full-on embracement of the Philly soul sound, and it works really, really well for them. Just the bass and the drums and the beats on this album are so good. So good. I hope y'all are doing well. Thank you for yet again letting me rant. See you next time. Bye.
Okay. Great to hear from Mackenzie.
She needs her own podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Just listen to us first, then you can listen to hers.
All right. I want to start with the second part first. Let's start with the Duran Jones, the Indications one.
Okay.
All right. And she mentioned two different songs, but then it sounded like the second one, Reach Out, was the one she was really big on, right? So let's hear that.
Baby, it seems like you've been feeling down. Oh.
Wonderful. Super wonderful. Love the guitar work on that. It was really special the way it was accenting the breaks in between the vocals.
For sure. I mean, that's, I don't even know what to say. That just sounds so good. Yeah. It's like so well put together, isn't it?
Yeah, I just like reflexively closed my eyes and started drifting along with that.
It was beautiful,
the
man.
The 87 degree temperatures, the beer in the water. It takes you back to the 70s. It's so solid.
Like we said earlier, maybe the four of us are going to be laying on our side asleep in a little while if we keep listening to that record like the dog.
Yeah.
I'll say something, too, that struck me for what Mackenzie said. You know how she said, like, and this is very, very common nowadays, right? We've heard it this week already a couple times. Two or three singles will be released before the album comes out. But sometimes it's not those songs that you end up really gravitating to, you know? And I wonder, how do you, you know, what is that process now? It, you know, is it like, you know, before when you would go into the label and like, we don't hear a hit or we don't hear a single, you know, and you bored, or these are the ones we think we should release first. I find it really, really endlessly fascinating how this process plays out nowadays. Just what are going to be the first three and then the album, right? Or the first two. I think it's really interesting.
It's not the same as it used to be.
No, it's changing, it seems.
Maybe it's still the same for artists that get a lot of radio airplay.
Yeah.
Because back when
a good point.
When we were younger, there was usually like one single in advance of the album, right?
They would flood the radio with. Yeah.
Right. And that might have been like a month before it was released or something, enough to give it some time to sort of climb the charts on its own and get a foothold, right?
That's right.
Then the album would come out.
That's right.
And then there'd be the next single, which would be off that album. But now there's usually like three that come out
at pretty
on the
regular intervals.
And they sort of build on it, and then the album comes out. Yeah, I don't know how any of it works.
Yeah, I remember, I never forget the day I taped Dancing in the Dark off the radio, and I was like, uh-oh, we could be in trouble here.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's fascinating, and I don't know. Personally, when I go to look for something, I tend to, you know, maybe pick the ones that have been streamed, if you're on Spotify, like a medium amount, like not the one that's got the 2 million, or maybe the medium kind of, you know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's very interesting.
All right, any more thoughts on that song? Duran Jones and the Indications.
Beautiful.
I mean, she's not the first person to bring that band up on the podcast. Yeah. And if you haven't listened to him, I'd highly recommend.
Totally agree.
Great. All right. Now, Yola. I think this album is making a big splash because you're going to hear this name later in this episode, right? So let's play the song she mentioned called Dancing Away in Tears. All right, any thoughts on that?
Wonderful stuff. Echoing what Mackenzie said, I'm not sure what it was about the pandemic that made Philly Soul such a thing, but I will say, go to the used record store. You can still find the Spinners and the OJs and stuff on Philly International and, you know, all these records that are out there. You can find them for very affordable prices, under $5. And, you know, get some of those and understand the foundation, and it's really enlightening. It really is, and very cool to see the parallels. But I got to say, I knew Yola's name, but didn't know much else.
So Yola came up a long time ago when we had Dan Gursky on, and he was talking about going to Americana Fest.
That's where I remember it.
Because, as Mackenzie says, she was doing sort of like country stuff. Country
now.
Americana sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And now she's made this turn toward like R&B.
Yeah.
I just think maybe there's something maybe there's a feeling that people want more sort of escapist music right now, perhaps. Right? Feel-good music to play. And
you wish you could go back to the disco, you know, and just be in that careful environment. Yeah,
right.
The first time I'd heard of Yola, but the first time I saw her on TV was on a Farm Aid broadcast.
Oh, really? Yes. Wow. Right.
And so there you go. She had done her country type stuff. And I'm like, this artist is very talented. You could tell that right away. And it kind of reminds me of how Sturgill Simpson has has tap danced to different types of genres.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, her voice is obviously, I don't want to say it's better than Sturgill's, but it reminded me almost like she could do a Donna Summer album if she wanted to.
It sounds like that.
I was going to say, I've never heard of her before, but I need to go change the calendar because apparently it's 1975 again.
That's right. Totally. All right. Well, you're going to hear here that she has some other fans. So let's go to the next caller.
Hello, RTS friends. This is Enrique with my picks for the month of July. My first pick was released on the Easy Eye Sound label, and it's the song Starlight by singer-songwriter Yola. This is my number one song of the year so far. It reminds me of Private Dancer a little bit, but I like this one better. I like Starlight better. Oh yes. My second pick also comes courtesy of Easy Eye Sound, and is The Charmer and the Snake by The Velveteers, a three-piece band from Colorado. They describe themselves as hard rock, but actually they are something else when they want to. Their album comes out in October. Well, I hope you like my picks. Salud.
All right, that's Enrique Cruz, and he called back again, so hang on a second.
Hello again, RTS friends. This is Enrique with a bonus pick for July, just because I think Starlight by Yola has already been chosen. Some time ago, Shirley Manson said that Starcrawler was going to be the band of the future. And the future came in July with the song Goodbye Girl. This song makes me want to roll down the windows and pretend I'm driving a 69 Cougar. Crank it up.
All right. So there you go. So somehow he got the feeling that Yola would already be taken.
The song is so incredibly good that it's got to be picked. That's
right.
Awesome.
That's right. Yeah. So he called back again. So anyway, so we got the two picks from Enrique. We got the Velveteers and Starcrawler. So, and I love that he's even referencing how retro this stuff is, right? It's so great. All right, let's start with the Velveteers.
Garden by the apple tree.
All right, there you go, the Velveteers.
Very cool.
I get sort of a modern Nancy Sinatra kind of thing out of there.
Interesting,
right?
Yeah. I was getting some Adam and Eve vibes there with the lyrics and the apple tree and the snake and the charmer and a little White Stripes, too, with the kind of burrowing guitar, you know, definitely. Very cool pick.
It's funny he mentioned Shirley Manson and Garbage with the song coming up.
Yeah.
But that this song reminded me a lot of the dynamics that they might have in Garbage songs.
Yeah. Her voice, for sure.
All right, so that next song is Good Time Girl by Starcrawler.
Starcrawler.
Did that give you the Shirley Manson sort of vibe?
Yes, it did. And Patrick, I think you may have been the first person to mention this band on the podcast, but several people have. And I really wanted, this sounds like a band you want to see live.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're one of the thousands of concerts canceled across the country during the pandemic. They're going to be here in D.C. I don't know if it's 9:30 or Black Cat, but.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm all for more dramatic pauses in music like that. I love that.
That was a big one.
I love that. Yeah, especially when you're like, wait a minute, is that at the end of the song?
It makes you a little uneasy, right?
When you catch people at the show going, all right, oh, crap. It's not over yet.
Okay, one more call today.
All right.
Hey, all. Jason from New York, checking in with two for the month of July. Hope all are doing well. Wasn't going to do this month, but then Yola's Stand For Myself came out the last week of July, and felt the need to call in to talk this one up, as this is one I'm completely loving. If you're in a lousy mood, put this on, and you'll feel a lot better by the end of the album. I know I had a lousy week of work and put this on for my walk home. And by the end of it, I had done a complete 180. It's rock. It's soul. It's her great voice. It's a great collection of songs. The two I'd recommend are Break the Bow and Like a Photograph, which are back-to-back towards the end of the album. Both are different styles of 60s soul music, and she nails both of these songs. Yola's Stand For Myself is the first pick. The second, since I'm doing this, I'm also going to talk up John Mayer. I love John Mayer as a guitarist. I think he's been a welcome addition to the Grateful Dead family as a member of Dead & Company. Been always sort of hit or miss on his solo work. But I think on this one, it's a complete hit. I'm talking Sob Rock, which was his release last month. I heard an interview with Zane Lowe where he basically said he came in with 10 songs and basically said he intended to just try and perfect the 10. And I think for the most part, he nailed it. The song I particularly love is Last Train Home, which is the album opener. Like the rest of the album, it's sleek, it's well produced, it's got his good guitar work, and it actually feels sort of yacht rockish. Last Train Home by John Mayer and the entire album Sob Rock. Those are my two. I hope everybody's continues to have a good summer. And thank you guys again for the podcast.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Good to hear from you, man.
Love it. So, unfortunately, Jason picked two albums that have already been picked.
Yeah.
it happens sometimes, right?
Does,
so,
yeah.
You know, we had Yola Fest today.
Yep.
If Yola's mentioned three times in the podcast, does she appear and hand me a copy of the album, or do I still have to go and buy it?
Like Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's great. John Mayer was also picked by intern Sam.
That's right.
We'll play him again, but we'll do that for the playoff.
Okay.
Today,
sounds
all right?
good.
But thanks to everybody who called today.
Yeah. And, you know,
cool
I
stuff.
Especially appreciate Jason's suggestion that if, like, you're having a bad day or a little bit down, put on music to help change your mood. I mean, it's a remedy as old as time, folks, but it still works really well. So you try it, you know.
Works for me.
Yep. Me too.
And also a nice beer from Settle Down Easy.
Doesn't hurt.
Exactly.
To add that to the mix.
Little beer, little music, change your outlook, attitude adjustment.
Absolutely.
Always
yeah.
good.
Get you in a better place.
All right. One more day of July new music.
Great.
Tomorrow. Let's see what we got here. We have three calls tomorrow.
Great.
All right. I know at least one person at this table is really going to like one of the picks here.
So. Awesome.
All right. Okay. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Mike Snyder.
And I'm Bill Mulligan.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Gotta use me till I'm gone. I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. If you don't wanna love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train, I'm running for the last train home.
Hammer down.